Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF, Donnelly Stewart Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
How can one tell if one's inner voice, judgment, or conscience is a healthy one and not a voice that is the result of an unhealthy mind due to past experiences? How do I decide if my inner voice is healthy or not, and how do I maintain it healthily? Now, that's a really interesting question. Question of conscience. I frequently, let's say, or yearly, ask my personality class attendees if they heard the voice of conscience, if they had a feeling, an emotion, emotional state, let's say, or a voice that informed them when they had done something ethically wrong and that perhaps made them guilty as a consequence. And it was essentially a universal experience. That's the voice of society within, I suppose. That's one way of thinking about it. The Freudians would think about that as the voice of the superego. Jung, Carl Jung, would take that conceptualization somewhat farther. He would have considered it the voice of the self, which is in part the voice of the ethic that's derived from the broader community, insofar as that ethic is valid, let's say, but also in part the voice of the more thoroughly developed self that's still striving to be born. One thing you could say is that you experience violations of your conscience when you're not acting like the better person that you could possibly become. And so, to some degree, that's your higher self upbraiding you for failure to develop in the appropriate direction. That seems to me to be a reasonable way of conceptualizing it. Now, one question might be, how error-prone is your conscience? given that you're not omniscient. I have an endless fascination with the movie Pinocchio. And part of that is because it taught me something very sophisticated about conscience. In that movie, Jiminy Cricket is given divine attributes. He has the same initials as Jesus Christ, for example, and he is deemed the voice of conscience itself by the magical properties of Mother Nature, essentially. But in the movie, it's necessary for the puppet, who's still wooden-headed and still a marionette whose strings are being pulled by others, it's necessary for the puppet to engage in a dialogue with his conscience, because both of them have to inform the other. And that seems to me approximately right, because I certainly saw people in my clinical practice and know people in my private life who seem to labor under the dictates of a too authoritarian conscience. Maybe that's the internalized voice of a relatively tyrannical father, for example. Or exaggerated sensitivity to the moral pressure exerted by the broader social world. You have to attend to your guilt and your self-disgust and your self-contempt and your self-consciousness. You have to understand that the manifestation of those emotions might well indicate a moral failing on your part, or a lack that needs to be addressed. Well, at the same
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Maybe you've been thinking about therapy. You realize a therapist could help you work things out, but
I can't afford it. Therapy is expensive.
Talkspace is different. Talkspace is one of only a few online mental health providers that takes insurance. Average copays are only $15.
I can afford $15.
And most insured members pay nothing.
Nothing? No copays at all? With insurance, I could see a therapist and I might not have to pay anything out of pocket?
That's right. Nothing should stand in your way of getting support from a caring, licensed therapist. And if you don't have insurance, no problem. You can pay out of pocket for a lower cost than in-person therapy. And because you meet your therapist online, you can schedule appointments for whenever and wherever it's most comfortable for you.
Wow, I'm feeling better already.
You can pay for Talkspace with insurance or get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Time, considering that it is not a straightforward matter to deal fairly with yourself, and you can be too tormented by your conscience, too rigid, too responsible, take on too much weight onto yourself, deny yourself in a manner that isn't sustainable, and so forth, that a moral code, a moral way of being can become too rigid and inflexible. And despite its putative aim upward, be something counterproductive. I think most of the way out of that, if there is one, is, well, careful thinking. You have to see what your conscience says. You have to see how you respond. You have to capture that voice and your responses, and you have to think it through. But most of that is done in dialogue with other people rather than as the consequence of internal thought. You know, if you have a dispute with your wife or your husband, your intimate partner, sibling, your parents, anybody close to you, it's useful for each of you in the dispute to ask yourself and the other person very seriously if you're at fault or if they're at fault, and for both of you to be able to contemplate that you might be at fault and so might the other person, and that it's in your best interest to sort out exactly who's made the error and where, and maybe it's both of you and maybe at different levels of analysis. I think the same might be said about your reaction to your conscience. It's not uncommon for me to talk to my wife, my kids, my parents, my friends for that matter, about something I might be feeling. Maybe I'm guilty about something. I'm self-conscious about something. I'm angry about something. I feel impelled by my conscience to do something as a consequence, to change something. It's very helpful to discuss such things with other people, to say, look, here's what I think I did wrong, and here's how I'm punishing myself, but I'm not sure that I'm not doing it in an exaggerated way. And you gather other people's opinions and listen to them carefully. And friends are extraordinarily useful in that regard. And that can help you calibrate it. So I think most of what we do to decide if our inner voice is healthy is discuss it with other people. And I believe, as I pointed out in my last book, explicitly, that tremendous amount of our sanity is maintained as a consequence of social interaction. So you can't find your authentic self merely as a consequence of a journey within, I would say. There's just not enough of you. You have to be informed by the broader social world.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.